A few years ago, a group of salesmen went to a regional sales convention in Chicago. They had assured their wives that they would be home in plenty of time for Friday night's dinner. In their rush, with tickets and briefcases, one of these salesmen inadvertently kicked over a table, which held a display of apples. Apples flew everywhere. Without stopping or looking back, they all managed to reach the plane in time for their nearly missed boarding. All but one. He paused, took a deep breath, got in touch with his feelings, and experienced a twinge of compassion for the girl whose apple stand had been overturned. He told his buddies to go on without him. He'd catch a later flight. Then he returned to the terminal, where he saw apples all over the floor. He was glad he came back. The 16-year-old girl was totally blind. She was softly crying, tears running down her cheeks in frustration, and at the same time helplessly groping for her spilled produce as the crowd swirled about her, no one stopping to even care. The salesman knelt on the floor with her, gathered up the apples, put them back on the table, and helped organize her display. As he did, he noticed that many of them had become battered and bruised. These he set aside in another basket. When he had finished, he pulled out his wallet and said to the girl, "Here, please take this for the damage we did. Are you okay?" She nodded through her tears. He continued, "I hope we didn't spoil your day too badly." And as the salesman started to walk away, the bewildered blind girl called out to him, "Mister, are you Jesus?" He paused and turned to look back into those blind eyes. Then he went back and gently said, "No, I'm nothing like Jesus. He's good, kind, caring, loving, and he would have never bumped into your display in the first place." The girl replied, "I only asked because I prayed for Jesus to help me gather the apples. He sent you to help me, so you're like him. Only he knows who will do his will. Thank you for hearing his call, mister." Then slowly, he made his way to catch the later flight with that question burning and bouncing about in his soul. Are you Jesus? Are we so much like Jesus that people can't tell the difference as we live and interact with a world that is blind to his love, life, and grace? If we claim to know him, we should live, walk, and act just as Jesus would.